From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. Oil company BP has begun to capture at least some of the oil spilling from a blown well in the Gulf of Mexico before it hits the water. Over the weekend, the company successfully inserted a tube that channels oil to a tanker ship. But large amounts continue to flow into the water, and there are increasing concerns about where that oil might be going. Joining us now from Robert, Louisiana, is NPR's Elizabeth Shogren. And Elizabeth, explain first, please, how this tube works.
Well, imagine a stopper, and out of that stopper comes a very skinny, very long straw. And in this case, the straw is about 4 inches in diameter and goes for a whole mile. And the stopper is stuck into the broken riser, which is on the bottom of the ocean. So what they're doing now is they're diverting some of the oil mixture, that's oil and gas and all kinds of other stuff, up into this skinny straw, up to the surface, to a ship. And at that ship, the oil is going into a tank, and the gas, which, and there's a lot of gas in this mixture, that's getting burned off by a flare. And we just talked to some people from BP who were just flying over the area, and they said that they saw the flare going very strongly right now.
Now, a 4-inch tube, Elizabeth, coming, I guess, about a mile up from the ocean floor, how much oil do we know is actually getting diverted up to the surface?
Doug Suttles from BP says they're capturing about 1,000 barrels a day. They hope to increase the amount that they're able to capture to the point where they're able to capture about half of what's spilling out of the well. But they don't really know. Some other people have told me it could be 80% of what's spilling out of the well.
But Elizabeth, it seems that one real unresolved question here is if they don't know how much oil is coming out of the leak in the first place, how can they know what percentage they're capturing up on the surface?
Well, that's a very good question, Melissa. And I think that what you're going to have to believe from BP is how much quantity are they collecting up in the boat. That's something that they can quantify. But nobody seems to know now very precisely how much is coming out of the well. And until they stop it, I don't think anybody's going to be able to tell us precisely how much is coming out.
Elizabeth, there are also concerns now from scientists that the oil underwater could be spreading farther out, moving toward the Florida Keys, toward the Texas coast, possibly beyond the Gulf of Mexico itself. What can you tell us about that?
Well, they're talking about something called the loop current. This is this huge stream of water that runs from not far from where this well is and goes around Florida and towards the Atlantic and eventually into the Gulf Stream. And the question is the oil now reaching that huge current? And professors from the University of South Florida say that their modeling and their research shows that this is happening now. But government officials from NOAA and the Coast Guard this afternoon said that the oil is not yet reaching the loop current, that there's some sheen that's somewhat close to the loop current, but it has not yet gotten into the loop current. Now, if the oil did get into the loop current, that could have some threats for some of the fragile ecosystems along the way, such as the Florida Keys and the mangroves and coral reefs that are there.
Okay. NPR's Elizabeth Shogren reporting from Robert, Louisiana. Elizabeth, thank you very much.
Thank you.